Okay, 101. Put somewhere. The Krishna consciousness movement started in on two tracks, you could say, the very simple one, the basic religion one, you know, you come to the temple or gather in someone's home, which is like a temple, and some cook, some lead some bhajan, and some one gives a little lecture or so, a little speech. Maybe a kirtan, an arati, offering incense and ghee lamps and so on, and flowers. And then you take prasadam. Talk a little about Krishna, hopefully. And that's it. It's what you just did. This is Sunday feast, or this program, Friday, Saturday, whatever. Or morning program, or evening program. They look pretty much the same or similar, simplified versions of each other, or more elaborate. But then you have the other side, which is, I mean, Prabhupada, what books did he publish, you know, translated Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, the natural commentary to the Vedanta Sutra, I mean, postgraduate studies, as he called it, and that's true, it's, I mean, high-level knowledge given him. So we had that track also, us trying to grapple with and understand and deal with, for us, huge library of really high level knowledge from the Indian Vedic tradition. Knowledge that Prabhupada said could save and change the world, and which I agree here today with wholeheartedly. It's very important knowledge, because, you know, even if we're talking about the big world events and the environment and the peace and war and all that, political issues and economical issues, it all comes down to and rests upon or falls upon what's going on in our minds and intellects and hearts. Who am I? Am I a controller and enjoyer? Or should just promote and support my own interests? Or are we together, all of us? And we should think we instead of me. And they, you have, you know, a cosmology there. And the one given in the Bhagavatam, and that Prabhupada emphasized also, and really put a lot of work in explaining carefully, it just harmonizes everything, the whole existential question finds its siddhanta, its resolution there, and I can testify to that. And you can live according to it and make your life work and be happy not by chasing money or power or fame or this and that, but by becoming self-realized, as we say. So, you know, and I read recently Prabhupada saying that, writing in the old days, that this is the most important, this is my job, these books, this knowledge that should be spread. And temples, these kind of programs, this worship there, it can be or not. It doesn't matter so much. And even writes temples, these kind of ashrams and temples, they attract neophytes. And he could of course see that, that many of those who came to this group, you know, they didn't know very much what was going on. They were maybe attracted to the Indian mysticism, or, you know, the cultural thing there, or music, and or the food. Yeah, that's just reality, how it was, and I don't know how it is now. And those, of course, exist parallel to each other, but the most important is, according to Prabhupada and his predecessors, the other one, the spreading of knowledge about Krishna and our relationship to each other and God, and how we should act, you know, in Sanatana Dharma, to make our lives perfect, as he said, meaning the way they should be, to become who we are. And that knowledge is there, you know, to be spread to everyone. All the people of this world are waiting for that knowledge. They may not even know it or express it, but that existential question is there. And some may have given up on the very hope that it has an answer or a solution, so they kind of embed it down there somewhere. But you can't avoid it, and therefore you've got this nihilism and cynical mentality sometimes among people, that there is no truth and no answer, or it's just everything. But when it gets to that, then it's like things start to just rot and wither and fall apart. The society disintegrating in many ways, and what happens then is that this comes out sooner or later as conflicts, wars, dissatisfaction, you know, all these kind of things among people and among countries. Just add this to Sankirtan.